"Jane, you look blooming and smiling and pretty," said he. "Truly pretty this morning. Is this my pale little elf? Is this my mustard seed? This little sunny-faced girl with a dimpled cheek and rosy lips, the satin-smooth hazel hair and the radiant hazel eyes?" I had green eyes, reader, but you must excuse the mistake. For him they were new-dyed, I suppose. "It is Jane Eyre, sir." "Soon to be Jane Rochester," he added. "In 4 weeks, Janet, not a day more. Do you hear that?" I did, and I could not quite comprehend it. It made me giddy. The feeling the announcement sent through me was something stronger than was consistent with joy, something that smote and stunned. It was, I think, almost fear.